Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture passage comes from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 1 and then 4 through 14. Again, I will read it in English. If you are French speaking, it will be on the slide. Listen now for God's word to you. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exile and to the priests and the prophets and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take your wives from your sons and give them daughters in marriage, and then they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for it is welfare where we will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let prophets and diviners who are among you deceive you. Do not listen to your dreams that you dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are complete will I visit, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When I search for you, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. My friends, this is the word of the Lord. So you know the story. The Israelites chose not to listen to numerous prophets that kept reminding them they needed to change the way they were living or else. So now the or else has happened. They're in exile in Babylon, having walked over 700 miles, 4 months of walking. Imagine folks had thought of regret during those 4 months of walking. Perhaps they even talked with God about their disobedience, apologizing for their adultery and social injustice. Perhaps they even tried to bargain with God. Because we do that sometimes, right? The land of Babylon, where the prophet Jeremiah is writing to, had discovered themselves scattered about and in a totally new place. I expect they were just trying to settle in, and I expect that many of them thought, if we just settle in for a bit, if we promise God we will do better, this will be over. And we can go back home to the way things have always been done. So imagine their shock when God says, settle down. You're going to be here a while. Settle down. Care for the city in which I have placed you. Care for this city, because as the city goes, so will your welfare. And then God says, be careful. There are false prophets out there. They're saying they're me, and they're assuring you of peace, when the truth is, this is hard times. So settle down. Wait, listen. Your future will come later. You will return to the land from which you have been taken. But for now, you're living in exile. As I was playing around with this scripture, I kept thinking about this idea of living in exile. I mean, the Israelites lived in exile. Daniel, Esther, Jacob, so many people of God lived in exile. And I wondered if we are living in exile. What if we have not been listening to the prophets of our time tell us we need to repent for disobeying God, for the number of idols we have in our lives, and for the mess of the world where social justice is a nice slogan, but it has nothing to do with us? What if we're living in exile? And we're listening to those false promises of peace, when the hard truth is we're facing impending judgment. What if we're living in exile? Jeremiah repeatedly called the people to turn from their evil ways and return to God's commandments. Are we willing to turn towards God's commandments? Are we willing to repent and turn towards God? Jeremiah condemned the people for their false worship, for ignoring the needs of the vulnerable, the widows, the orphans, and the poor of that time. What about us? How are we doing on caring for those in need? I often wonder what it will be like to be at the pearly gates, and what kind of test they'll be. I kind of suspect that God will ask me, where were you when there were people that were hungry and thirsty and naked and cold, or imprisoned because they oppose a regime in power? Where were you? Jeremiah warned that the temple would not provide magical protection, that the physical building would not hold the answer. If you know your history, you know what happens to the temple, right? It gets destroyed. And it reminds me of the little rhyme we play with our kids, right? The church is not the building, it is the people. We always say, it's the people. The church is not the building, it is the people. So if we are living in exile, and it's an if, we have some ideas of what we should be doing. We have Christ, who came to show us how to live, how to care for the hungry and the thirsty and the naked and the cold and the outcast and the foreigner and imprisoned. I wonder if we're listening for Christ's voice, or have we gotten distracted by those holy prophets that Jeremiah's warning is about, those false prophets, he calls them, that say everything's okay, everything's peaceful, perfect, beautiful. But I wonder, what if we are in exile? What if we're waiting? Well, we are waiting, right? We are. We're waiting for Christ's second coming. So what if we're in exile? Today, we celebrate the reign of Christ, the last day in the Christian calendar, as I shared with the kids. It's the church's New Year's Eve. I think we forgot to bake a cake. So, I wonder what it would look like to make some New Year's resolutions for the church. What resolutions might we make as we wait for Christ to return? I think we can take this idea that God knows the plans. God's already got it. God has the plans. He's created one for each of us. That's the promise. And those plans include peace, no disasters, and a future filled with hope. And I think we can lean into this idea that God's plans are already planned. They're just happening in God's time, not our time. I wonder if we can take this idea that God has plans and take on the fact that right now it is a hard time in our world. It's hard right now. Yet, as I say that, I hear God's words to the exile. Trust in the plans I have made for you. Be patient. Trust. Live in the place where you find yourselves, where God has placed you. I wonder about making a resolution about caring for the city as well, because he said, if all goes well with the city which God has placed you, then things will go well for you. I often think that churches form the anchor in any city, and it goes with the church, it goes with the city, as it goes with the city, it goes with the church. Can we resolve to settle down? Take a deep breath. Trust. Pay attention. Don't be deceived by false prophets or those leaders out there that are saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. I wonder if this Christian New Year's Eve, we can say God has the plan. We simply must trust and live into that future. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.